Good morning. This is Wyoming Debrief from Wyoming Public Radio News. It's Tuesday, September 1st. I'm your host, Charles Pelkey, with these news updates from around Wyoming. Wyoming State Forester Kelly Norris shared updates on the wildfire season so far at the Joint Appropriations Committee meeting last week. Wyoming Public Radio's Kai Edwards reports.
Norris said it's one of the busiest and most complex fire seasons she's seen. Despite this, Norris said she's satisfied with the response time of Wyoming's firefighting crews, and she praised the cooperation between local, state, and federal agencies.
We send resources where they are needed to protect lives, communities, and resources. That level of cooperation doesn't happen by accident.
Norris also reported that the state has spent $28 million less on suppressing fires than in 2024, and about 600,000 fewer acres have burned from wildfires. But, she said,
now to be clear, fire season's not even close to being over.
Norris also shared updates on some new aviation resources, including the new helicopter base near Casper. Its official ribbon-cutting ceremony will be on September 24th. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Kai Edwards.
This year's Jackson Hole Economic Policy Symposium brought a new Federal Reserve Bank chair to the Jackson Lake Lodge. KHOL News' Evan Robinson Johnson reports.
On Friday morning, Kevin Warsh told the world's top bankers that he's worried about inflation, but he stopped short of calling for higher interest rates.
If the Fed gets inflation wrong and judges the economy wrong, who gets the worst of it? Not the financial high flyers. Hardworking Americans are the ones left to deal with inflation that's too high or jobs that suddenly appear less secure.
He also told the Assembly of High-Flying Financiers that there are two types of hikes to take while visiting Grand Teton National Park, the strenuous climb or the lazy nature walk. Though on rainy Friday, there was only one kind of hike, wet. Several participants told KHOL they were opting instead for a nap.
That's Evan Robinson Johnson of KHOL News reporting. St. John's Health in Jackson is now accepting insurance from Blue Cross of Idaho. Last month, the hospital announced the new partnership with Idaho's top insurer. It's a move that could bring nearly 2,000 patients to the Jackson Hospital. KHOL News reports it's a boon to those who lost access when another insurer, Mountain Health Co-op, ended its partnership with Wyoming healthcare providers last summer. The co-op left the Cowboy State citing financial concerns. Bringing in more patients from Idaho could help St. John's as it faces what could be a cash-strapped year. That's due to many people dropping coverage after subsidies for plans on the federal healthcare marketplace expired. Also, Wyoming voters could decide to cut property taxes on the November ballot, which could cut into hospital budgets. Strangely high Pacific Ocean temperatures are prompting scientists to forecast a very strong El Nino this fall and winter. The Mountain West News Bureau's Rachel Cohen reports on what this could mean for Wyoming and the region.
The El Nino climate pattern is typically a tale of two halves when it comes to the Mountain West. That's according to Scott Handel, a meteorologist at the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, or NOAA.
Where the southern portion of the Mountain West, say Arizona, New Mexico, and into parts of Colorado, Utah, we're favoring above normal precipitation, especially as we get into midwinter and later.
The northern Rockies, on the other hand, like Idaho and Montana, have drier forecasts. Scientists are confident this El Nino is going to be very strong, even potentially historic. Handel says that correlates with increased impacts. Still, he says every El Nino is slightly different, and one big wild card is temperature. How warm it is could determine whether rain falls as snow. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Rachel Cohen.
And here's Ivy Engel with a lighter look at Wyoming news.
This is Around Wyoming. Here are some stories from around the state. The Uinta County Sheriff's Office added another four-footed member to its team. The Uinta County Herald reports Tuck is the second canine on the team. He's working with Sergeant Kirby Barker. The 11-month-old Brittany Spaniel is being trained on search and rescue. Teton County has made progress on its big green goals. The Jackson Hole News and Guide reports last fiscal year, the Solid Waste and Recycling Center challenged community members to reach 35% waste diversion during the 35th anniversary of community recycling. The county's overall recycling and composting rate increased to 33.4%, just under its goal. Waste diversion includes recycling, composting, and reusing items rather than trashing them. Teton County focused on specific categories, the three C's, cans, cardboard, and compost. A famously haunted hotel in Cody leaned into its story and hosted the town's first ever spirit fair. The Cody Enterprise reports there was everything from psychics and Reiki to crystals and spooky art. The hope is to make it an annual event. Skeptics, welcome. And according to WalletHub, Wyoming is the country's fifth hardest working state. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Ivy Engel.
And here's today's Wyoming trivia question. What and where was the first actual hospital established in Wyoming? Send your answer to wyomingdebrief@gmail.com or by message on Instagram or Facebook. We'll heap praises upon the first person with the right answer. As for yesterday's trivia question, who was the first Wyoming athlete to compete in the Olympics? Elizabeth Davenport Woolsey competed in the 1936 Olympics at Garmisch-Partenkirchen as an alpine skier. In 1969, she was inducted to the U.S. Ski and Snowboard Hall of Fame, and in 1992, the Jackson Hole Ski and Snowboard Club started the Betty Woolsey Olympian Endowment in her honor. She died in Wilson in 1997 at the age of 88. And yes, for you mountaineers out there, there is a Mount Woolsey in the Bighorns that was named after her father, Theodore. Congratulations to James Ellsworth, the first to submit the right answer. Well, that's it for today. Thank you for joining me, Charles Pelkey, on Wyoming Debrief this morning. Enjoy this first day of September and join me again tomorrow.